Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian and impressionist Frank Caliendo. He's coming up right after this.
Ivan.
Chinchillas are just creepy rats in disguise. Chinchilla! Yeah, you chew all your stuff in the stink like crap. Instead of buying a cage, you should buy a trap. For chinchillas! You want to teach kids about raising a pet and articulated python's the one you should get. Not a damn chinchilla! So way to go. No, no, chinchilla. I swear to God. Whoa, whoa. Chinchillas really blow. Say no to chinchillas. I swear to God.
That sounds pretty good.
Hey, rewind it. Let's hear the track. Hey, and make sure you put enough reverbs on my voice. I don't want to sound like Billy Idol's. Change a few, Scotty.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie Griswold here.
Chick McGee.
I'm Chick McGee, and Tom Griswold, we have a special guest.
We do the handsome factor in this room way, way up.
That's every day.
Well, beside yourself, of course, it's Frank Caliendo. And Frank is one of our favorites. Frank is a great stand-up comedian. He also does the impressions.
I do a few, yeah. Willie's just holding back, I can see.
It's funny, you know when your dad's being a goof? Sometimes that happens to me at work, and I just have to watch him be really silly in front of everybody.
I was saying to Willie, I've got a picture of you when Willie was in high school, Frank, backstage in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
With your friend Mark. I should have brought it in. Maybe I can have someone bring it.
Yeah, no, go get it.
Have you signed it?
We have no problem.
I'm not busy. I can do it right now.
I got a technical question for you. Have you ever been asked, and this can be a yes or no. You may not be able to expand on this.
Great question.
Have you ever been asked to do...
How they teach you in broadcasting.
You'll see why. You'll see why in a second. To do what they call looping, to do the voice of an actor who can't either get back either because they're dead or they're unavailable, and they say, hey, Frank, can you come do...
I've done a little bit. I'm okay as a voice matcher. Most of the time, my impressions are over the top silly, and I try to create a character with them. So I have friends that do a lot of that. A guy named John Bailey, who like does the Optimus Prime stuff. Ross Marquand, if you know him, Walking Dead, and a bunch of, and he was he actually did it for Avengers Endgame and Infinity War. He was the Soul Stone Keeper. My worry was always you do too much of that, and then they start thinking of that's what you are in the industry. So if you're not doing something else at the time, you just do that. That's all they start doing is throwing you voice actor work, and then you can't break in and get on screen more. And I've chosen to go the other way, where I just don't get on screen more at all.
Sure.
I've still got my dignity.
That's right.
If they, for example, with the game Madden,
Okay, so years ago.
Do they ever
ago,
want you to come in and do Madden voice?
Well, they don't have. John Madden's not in the game anymore. They bought it from him.
I know that they own it.
I think years ago, they just bought it out. And he's like, hey, how much? You know, and he's like, not enough. You know, so because they tried to go away. My understanding is. They tried to go away from having John Madden in the game, not just that, but having the game not called Madden. But that's what people call it, Madden. They don't call it Madden football, Madden NFL football. They don't call it EA Sports football. They just call it Madden. So to go back a while, years ago, John Madden did a commercial where he had to sing. And so they brought me in, and they wanted me to audition. And I said, I'm not auditioning for this. They said, why not? I said, because he won't want me to do it. He doesn't like me. He didn't like me at all at the time. So I made them pay me to do the audition, like $1,000 or something like that, because I knew it was going to waste my time. So I went in, and it was chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. You know, and they're like, that sounds just like him singing. I'm like, I know. That's what I do.
All right.
And then, yeah. Well, there are very few things where I have confidence in an ego. That John Madden impression was one. You know, that was one.
Well
of
deserved.
Yeah. Where, yeah, yeah. I hoarded out enough that I could. I knew it worked. So they're like, "This is incredible. This is great. Thank you so much." And we'll, you know, we'll use this. A week later, they're like, "We can't use this." Mm. Like, why not? Well, we can't say. Well, he didn't want it to be done. And then in the commercial, it was like, chestnuts roasting in an open fire. It sounded nothing like him. And there was a NASCAR driver who did another one. I don't remember who it was. But theirs was the same kind of thing. It was the best of Christmas songs with whomever the star sports person was. But they wouldn't use it. And the story goes, I've told you this before, that I finally met him at the Super Bowl in Dallas.
You met Madden.
Yeah. A Four Seasons hotel. Not important to the story. Just want you to know the type of place I'll stay.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Somebody else is paying for it. Yeah, absolutely. I double up and go Super 8 on my own. So Jimmy Johnson standing next to him, football coach, not the race car driver. And so I said, Jimmy, can you believe I'm this close to John Madden? He's like, yeah, met him yet? Taps man on the shoulder. Man's like, what is Jim? Oh. And the look on his face was like when Shaggy and Scooby see the bad guy pop out of the barrel kind of thing.
Frank?
He's looking at Scooby-Doo like, let's get out of here. Would you look at me for one Scooby snack? Would you do it for two Scooby snacks? Would you do it for three Scooby snacks and a triple-decker salami sandwich? Yeah. It ended up, I said to John, I was just one of those moments where I was just kind of in awe. This is the guy that I've made so much money off of, and he thinks I don't like it. I love the guy.
Sure.
It totally endearing. He was football for so many people. And I said, can I get pictures with you and, you know, people from my family, my kids and stuff? This means a lot to me. He's like, what's going on here? It's like his world was exploding. It's like,
so he thought you were making fun of him all those years as opposed to...
Well, I was.
Well, yeah, but that's it was what also I do with a celebration.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a weird thing when sports people, when they are... They're put on pedestals, especially coaches. Nobody was messing with the old school coaches back in the day. And as that came along, you know, we do that to each other. We're used to that. You go into especially nowadays, you go in somewhere and you make fun of somebody and they get weirded out by it. Like when you mess with me, Josh, when I came in, you ripped me to, you know, we had fun. We go back and forth, you know, tit for tat, you won, obviously, without your
well,
legs. But it was one of those things.
That's because Josh has bigger tats. I mean,
we're also pretty good at it because we hate each other.
That's what I mean. It's really, you can pull from the emotion.
Yeah, exactly.
There's love or hate. We go with hate. Hate's this far from love, and that's why we're...
So, but Madden knew who you were right away.
Oh, yeah. Was he
cordial? Or?
I think he didn't know what to think. Like he was trying to avoid me for the last 12 years at that time. So, but when he saw, I made his grandkids laugh. And his grandkids kind of go, hey, guess what we're having for dinner?
Whatever it is, you better finish it all or you don't get dessert.
You know, that kind of a thing. And they're like, he sounds exactly like you, Grandpa. And I know. You know? So it was one of those moments where he realized, oh, this is a human being, this guy. When you're in the... NFL, high-level sports people, a lot of time, if you're in the club, it's okay to make fun of each other. Mm-hmm. But if you're some goofy comedian, you know, John Mathis was 6'3", you know, just a mountain of a human being.
Right.
He was wearing, I think, two flannels put together. It was that that's how big of a guy he was. And he just saw me as like a kind of a nuisance at times. The first time I was ever on TV, it was Jimmy Kimmel took a pair of hedge clippers to the mad eyebrows I was wearing. And that was, you know, that the next day his eyebrows were shaved, you know, cut down and groomed really well. And the people were like, it's never been like this before, you know, so. It made him change some things too, I think, back in the day. But then he realized I was a human being and just a person. I said, "Man, you're great," and I just said the truth. I really enjoy you and all that kind of stuff. And you are football to so many people. And he got it. It was just a different kind of feel after that.
Did you have a picture of yourself with him?
Yeah, yeah. I honestly don't even know where it is. I'm sure my wife has it somewhere, but I'm weird with that stuff too. I have pictures with some pretty cool people, and I'm getting to that age right now where I wish I had kept an eye on a lot more stuff. And,
yeah,
you know, you go places and you go to some people's house. I don't know, maybe some people, some of you guys like that, but they have pictures of themselves everywhere with lots of different. I have pictures of my kids everywhere. My kids, my whole life is about getting my kids to meet people that they find as, you know, are their idols.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter is 16 now, and she wants to get into PR. So one of the things I've been able to do is have her meet a bunch of really famous people, some of the Avengers and stuff like that. Because when you meet them, there's that moment of, oh my God, you're a person. I don't know what to do. She's kind of gotten over that. She met Tom Holland. She couldn't talk the first time. Now she could go up to Tom Holland and just say hello. It's that little thing. No, not a lot of 16-year-old girls can do that. They couldn't go up to Chris Hemsworth and just have a conversation now. Not that they would know who she is, but she would have that ability to just talk instead of being
in awe. She's not intimidated anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when your kids were little, if you were reading them Red Riding Hood, would you do the voices?
A little bit. They like to hear from me for the most part. I mean, really.
Can we please just have a dad?
There's a little bit of that voice. I'm like, well, this is how daddy pays for you.
Yeah.
My wife keeps saying that, like, why are you going on the road again? I'm like, well, because you have an Amazon account. That's why the Amazon self-fulfillment center, that's our foyer. I don't know how to say it, but there are 10 boxes a day that come. I'm like, when are you doing this? I always say, what are you doing? I'm looking at Facebook. No, you're not. You're pressing buy now. Oh my goodness. When the driver of the Amazon truck, which changes constantly, knows your house, that's a problem. When they're looking for it, I say, hey, how's it going? Is it Michelle around? Why? We got another 10 packages for her. The keeping is busy.
Well, surely some of those are gifts for you.
I don't remember last time I got a gift. My wife, for our anniversary, our 19th anniversary, my wife called me from, or texted me, because she's not going to spend the time to call me. She texted me from the jewelry store, thank you.
Oh.
Like, what did I do? She goes,
thank you.
That was it. Just thank you. I said, for what? She goes, you just got me something really nice.
Yeah.
I was like, how nice? Really nice. And when she's not telling me the price, it's really, really nice.
Oh, man.
I'm like, you don't deserve that, which is probably something I shouldn't have texted.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Frank Caliendo is our guest. It's time to segue back over to the news desk with Christy Lee. What have we missed?
Well, Queen Elizabeth's former private chef says Her Majesty has eaten jam sandwiches every day since she was a toddler.
Hmm.
In a recently surfaced video, Darren McGrady, who says he was chef to the Queen for 11 years, says the Queen was served jam pennies in a nursery as a little girl. She's had them for afternoon tea ever since. If you're wondering how to make your own, the sandwiches are made from bread with a little butter and a spread of jam, then cut into circles the size of an old British penny. McGrady claims on his YouTube channel that Queen Elizabeth favors a strawberry preserve made from fruits picked in her Balmoral Castle grounds in Scotland.
That's where it stops being relatable.
Yeah.
We're kind of thinking, okay, kind of cool. Little round sandwiches. And then they throw the crust and stuff to the people begging outside.
And that's something else when that's Tom saying that.
I say, a little jam sandwich. It's sweet, don't you think?
It is sweet.
Yeah. I was caught more with the YouTube channel. Like, everybody's got their own YouTube channel. Like, the assistant to the assistant has a TikTok. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, if you want to know what the Queen washes her underwear with, like and subscribe. Tune in next week, yeah?
All right. Hit that subscribe button.
Pat, do you have a song?
Yeah, I could update my Queen song.
You do have a Queen song?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Queen is slowing down now. Her schedule's no longer crammed. But every single afternoon, she gets her muffin jammed. Sometimes it's the butler. Other days the nanny. Who makes sure she gets her jam in every nook and cranny. Her Majesty likes her jam put on Elton John. She's smiling. Andrew's laying low these days after his trip to Epstein Island. Oh, yes. Oh, the Queen is on the money and her kingdom she controls. Prince Charles plays polo while Camilla Parker bowls. Thank you.
Thank you. Say,
that's the Queen's jam.
Yes. How can you be that brilliant and that crass at the same time? That is what's amazing about Pat Godwin. I'm like, I'm listening to that going, where's he? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did he just do that? That's brilliant.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
Wow. That's wow. Great. But it's kind of a sweet thing, don't you think? He has had the same thing every day since.
Yes.
What would you say in your life, Christy Lee, what is the food that you have had more than any other for the longest time?
Boy, I don't know.
Josh?
That's a tough question.
Yeah, that is a tough question.
That you love, like, a food that you truly love.
Yeah, ever since you were a kid, you've always eaten it. Still love it.
Probably, this is so boring, but probably toast.
Boring!
I would say eggs for me. Actually.
Yeah, eggs or toast. Yeah, yeah, I love it. I eat probably toast every day.
Do you know?
One slice.
Of course.
Low-calorie bread.
Yeah. One slice.
No butter.
No butter.
No butter.
No, I do use butter.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Half.
Do you have a toaster?
I have a toaster oven.
Oh, okay.
I prefer the toaster oven.
La-dee-da. Yeah. You and the Queen. Now her jam is curdled with virgin blood to keep her going because she wouldn't like 98, right?
From the dungeon?
Yeah. I was missing virgins. Okay. Willie, what's the food that you've...
Does coffee count?
Sure.
How young were you when you started drinking coffee?
Like 9?
Yeah. Wow. That's unacceptable.
See, Willie came in here. That's how he Willie knew.
That's
Frank.
That's why you can still tell your kid not to drink the coffee.
No. I used to come in here before school, polish off 3 sodas. I mean, 3 Coca-Colas. Then I'd go to school, drink a few more Coca-Colas. Oh, I was putting back 8 sodas a day as a kid.
Wow. You know that Tom is a wordsmith and he talks quite a bit, but the one word he never uses is no.
Well, Josh taught me that. I guess they've never used the word no in pornography.
Oh. Don't throw Josh on it. What happened there?
What do you think the food for you would be?
Probably spaghetti.
Okay.
I think I could eat spaghetti every day for the rest of my life.
Didn't you like cereal? Didn't you get cereal when you were
kids? Yes. My mom's rule was if I didn't eat what they had for dinner, and this I have the same rule now primarily with Hart, my 6-year-old. If you don't want to have dinner, you can have cereal. And what she refers, sometimes she'll have daddy's cereal.
Oh.
Daddy's cereal is the lovely shredded wheat and grape nuts. I don't know, but she loves it. I don't know why.
I can't believe pizza's got to be way up there, right? Mm-hmm. The two things that came to me were pizza and steak, but breakfast food, something about eggs and bacon.
Yeah. Eggs and bacon. I mean,
Frank Caliendo, if you could just have one food every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
This is hard with Josh. Yeah. Maybe pizza. I just feel like it's just you can always. Because can I put different toppings on the pizza, or does it have to be the same toppings?
You can. You do whatever you want.
I think it's. Well, if it's that, I'm going to change the food if I can do whatever I want.
I want steak pizza without the cheese and bread.
What was that character you just did? Who was that came out of
whatever you want?
You saw that, right, Willie?
Like,
Willie had never seen that person before.
There are no rules here.
New guy.
That was like 9 sodas in.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 € Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.